Our keynote speaker tonight is someone my teammates and I got to meet earlier in the year. And you know what? I know how we can introduce him here tonight. It's time to tweet it up like Oprah would say. Yeah, I watch Oprah. What of it? Time to go over to Twitter. At Tyson Foods CEO. Where are you? ? Tweet. All right, let's see. Looks like I'm moving through the cloud here. See if we get a response back. I'm on my way. Roll the video. Let's take a look at that video.
I started my own egg production operation here in West Virginia with one chicken and grew it into 350. Today, I'm a national leader in the FFA, starting conversations around the country about agriculture. And I've realized when we talk about where our food comes from, it's a powerful thing.
Powerful enough to help with the huge challenges that we all face, like feeding the hungry people here and all over the world. I studied the hunger issues in Central America and got to share my research at a recent hunger summit. In a way, their story has become part of mine.
Stories are what influence us. They're how we learn about the world around us. As president of FFA at my school, I get asked a lot of questions about farming and agriculture. There are a lot of different stories that people hear about what we do, but the real story is that agriculture is advancing in millions of amazing ways that are feeding the world. That's the story I want to tell.
I think it's the story that defines our lives. The future of agriculture is our future. I'm on the debate team, and it's my favorite thing to talk about, to fight for. I have a voice, and I would like to use it. Right now, agriculture needs a voice, an advocate. Our voices can make a difference.
We get to help people understand where their food comes from, and that's just the beginning.
We all have our own stories. In our own ways, we're all living the story of agriculture.
Our lives, our stories, can be the bridge that connects people to the food on their table.
We get to share it, to tweet it, to post it, to talk about it.
It's our responsibility. It's our time.
I'm seeing firsthand the influences we can have to change the conversation and change the world.
That's what it will take, and that's what I can do. And we need you, too.
Now, I'm just going to guess that tonight your teachers told you that whatever you do, put your phone away and pay attention, right? Just the opposite. I want everybody to get your phone out. Everybody, get your phone out, turn them on, light them up. It's a whole new day. Let's go. Let me see your phones, Louisville. Let me see them all. Yeah, let me see them all. Light it up. Yeah. Okay, now here's what I want you to do. You see that tweet? No? See the tweet? I want you to send out that hashtag to everybody you know. We're going to teach Glenn tonight what trending really means. Okay? So we're going to get that hashtag to trend tonight because I want to prove to you that you have one of the most powerful voices in the world, that you've got the power to make a difference. See, tonight, I'm looking to you to solve perhaps the greatest challenge of this generation. And that is to protect the future of agriculture so that we can feed 2 billion more people that will be on this planet between now and 2050. That is an awesome, awesome challenge. So listen, let me tell you what tonight's not going to be about. This speech tonight is not going to be a speech about leadership. Hey, you're in FFA. You're in one of the best leadership development programs in the world. You don't need me to teach you about leadership. And you know what? I'm also not going to try to convince you that you have a voice, because you have a voice tonight. This is all about getting you to use your voice, to use your voice to tell the story of agriculture. Because let me tell you something. If you don't, the story of agriculture is going to get told. But it's going to get told by people who haven't experienced it and who don't understand it and who sometimes maybe even have an agenda to cripple it. And if they're the only ones telling the story, then the almost 1 billion people on our planet today who go to bed hungry every night could grow to 2 billion or 2 billion plus by that same time, 2050. Guys, we just can't let that happen. Billion. That's such a big word to try to get your head around. How do you envision 1 billion hungry people all over the world? Well, let me make it real for you. One of the things that I love the most about Tyson Foods is that we send team members to some of the most remote parts of Africa to teach smallholder farmers the poultry value chain so that they can create for themselves an opportunity that they wouldn't have if they didn't have the knowledge that we have about agriculture. About 2 years ago, I went to what I think is one of the most beautiful countries in the world. I went to Tanzania. And in Tanzania, I went to one of the most remote and impoverished regions of Tanzania, the Singida region. And there I met a woman who changed my life. I can't say her name in Swahili, so I just call her Mama Kuku, Mama Chicken. So 3 or 4 years ago, Mama Chicken, just like everybody else in the Singida region, lived on about $1 a day. Let that sink in. $1 a day. But with just a little bit of help and just a few minor improvements and a little bit of acceptance of some minor modern farming techniques, she was able to create a small farm with about 125 chickens, just a few calves, and she was able to triple her income. Now, I get it. That's just $3 a day. I get that. But think about what you would do if all of a sudden your income tripled. New truck, new tractor, new clothes, new phone, new everything, right? Well, let me tell you what Mama Cuckoo did. Now get it. Go $1 a day to $3 a day. There's a field just across from her little farm, and by farm I mean no electricity, no running water, about the size of a postage stamp, 120 chickens, and a couple of 3 calves. Okay, that's farm. All right, so in a field just over there, just beside her farm, she took all of her extra income, that $2 a day, and she started building a school for teenage girls who get pregnant. Because there's no hope for you to go to school then. And she knew that their future would be completely limited. Hey, look, that inspires me. I mean, think about it. Just $2 a day. I did the math. It's going to take her over 20 years to build that school. I don't know her age, but I don't know. I'm guessing maybe 30. The average lifespan in Tanzania is 47 years old. She might not even live to see her dream fulfilled. That inspires me. That changed my life. It gave me a completely new sense of urgency about how I can take everything that I've ever learned about making great food and take it and use it to make the world a better place. It's amazing what she's done. And students, I have to tell you, when I think about the opportunities that we have, there's nothing that I would rather do tonight than to inspire you and empower you and fire you up to use your voice to take back the story of agriculture for her. She needs it. She needs you. Now listen, hey, listen, I get it. I'm not the first. I'm probably not the first one at this convention that has talked to you about how much food we need to produce to feed a growing world. I get that. Listen, I grew up out in the country. I've been around agriculture for 55 years now. I've been in an agricultural business for 34 years. I can never remember a single year when those of us in agriculture weren't encouraging one another and challenging one another to find new, creative, and innovative ways to make more affordable, safe, and abundant food. I can't ever remember us having that conversation, right? We've always talked about that. That's what we do. You go all the way back to, like, I don't know, the 1700s, and there was Eli Whitney with innovation. And then in the 1800s, there's George Washington Carver with innovation. In the 1900s, there's Don Tyson and Norman Borlaug with innovation. We're all about innovation. But I want to tell you, tonight, I want to give you a little bit different perspective in looking at this whole issue. Because I think Norman Borlaug was right when several years ago he said, and I'm going to use this at the risk of offending a few folks maybe, that we have the technology to feed 10 billion people on this planet. The only question is whether or not we're going to be able to use it. So I want to tell you tonight, our greatest challenge in my mind is not how to grow more food, it's how to grow consumer confidence. It's how to grow more food in a country like ours where the overwhelming majority of the population is two or three generations off the farm. And they don't understand what life on the farm is like. They don't get it. But you know what? That doesn't stop anybody from being in the conversation about food. Think about that. Moms and dads every day are in the conversation about food. What are we going to feed our family? Legislatures and lawmakers are in the conversation about food every day, making laws that affect us. Regulators are creating rules that affect us. Community leaders are making rules that affect us. And then there's my favorite, the blogger. You know, that middle-aged guy still living in his mama's basement who decides that he wants to get in the conversation about food. So, he writes a blog. Oh, let's say it's about, oh, I don't know, GMOs. Now, I think the chances that he has done complete research on the issue are probably right there between slim and none. And more than likely doesn't understand the full issue. But you know what? Doesn't keep him from being in the conversation about food. So he posts his blog, and guess what? All of a sudden, a seed of doubt is planted in the mind of that mom and dad, in the mind of that legislator, in the mind of that regulator, maybe in the mind of a TV personality or chef. And that's what makes you so powerful, because you understand agriculture. See, there's this reality about food and agriculture that you can only get through experience. The experience you're getting in FFA. You get it. Let me tell you something else. Let me tell you something that makes you unique. That. This. You see, there is this incredibly important bridge between food and agriculture and the rest of the world that consumes it. That bridge is communication, and it is changing dramatically. When I think back to the traditional sources of media that I grew up with, you know what? Less and less important today. And more important today is social media. And guess what? You're experts at it. Think about it. By the way, how are we doing on Trinity? Have you got that hashtag out there yet? Are we good? Are we good? Think about it. Every time you post something on Twitter, every time you post a picture on Instagram, every time you send something to your mother to put on Facebook, you're telling a story. So how about telling the story of agriculture? We need you in that conversation, because the fact that you know and understand agriculture and you have the ability to communicate it means that you have an awesome responsibility to protect the future of agriculture by telling your ag story. This is a very important tool in the right person's hand. And let me tell you something. You're the right person. You may say, oh, wait a minute. I'm just a student. Nobody's going to listen to me. Just the opposite. The media, the activists, they're not going to listen to me. Remember, Big Ag has to have an agenda when he talks about this stuff. It's all about the money. That's all he cares about, right? That's the story on me. You've heard it. But not you. You're there. You're real. You're authentic. You do it every day. You are agriculture. And this makes you powerful. You know agriculture and you know how to communicate it. FFA, take back the conversation. You know it. You can communicate it better than anyone else. Stand unafraid to be able to combat some of the nonsense and the deception that's out there in social media, because you know the truth. These people are hijacking your story and your future, and you need to take it back. This is your story. This is your ag story, and you need to take back the conversation. So here's what I want to know. Who will stand with me tonight and commit to take back the story of food and agriculture? That's right. That's right. Who will stand with me and use your voice? Use your voice and take back the story, FFA. This is your story. This is your time. We need you. FFA, I'll close with this. Stay stood up. We need you. We, agriculture, we need you to stand up, to be willing to stand out and use your voice and take back the story of agriculture, starting tonight, but lasting for the rest of your lives. Take it back! Take it back! Take it back! Take it back! You're awesome.
Let's show Mr. Smith we're willing to take back the conversation tonight.
Thanks, brother.